All right, so I don't really know exactly how to do this intro, but today Jasmine's gonna be talking a lot about visualization, and embodying, and just really, I feel like this episode is really going to be focused around how to add this to your manifestation practice. How can we add more imagination and visualization and reaching the feeling state and how those things are relevant to you as a deliberate creator of your reality. So, if you listen to this podcast, you probably aren't a total beginner. If you are, that's fine. But we just have plenty of episodes that cover so many other stuff. But I think this episode is really for the person who may already have a spiritual practice, who already have a manifestation practice, right? I do a lot of like thought rampages and affirmations and just embodying the frequency of what I want to manifest already, right? So this episode, Jasmine's going to be talking about visualizations and all this like more like Neville Goddard type of teachings that I think will just enhance our current manifestation practice.
And I'm super hyped for this too, because I know there's a few episodes on we were discussing like visualization and imagining, but I don't think we've ever taken the time to actually speak to it on like a systematic way. And although like Neville Goddard definitely does teach a lot of this stuff, but I think like with any practice, it's make it into your own. And it's like I think that's the my main intention with this episode is to just share like my personal techniques that I've been using for at least a good 4 months now, like with like major success to the point where it's like, and this was a rookie mistake for me. It's like it kind of like it used to freak me out because it's like, yo, like little specific details would come to life, and I was just like, yo, this is insane. But I want to share like how I systematically imagine and use visualization as an addition to my manifesting practice.
What do you mean by systematic?
Systematic in terms of it's like I do take specific steps whenever I do this technique. Because I think there's a huge difference between, and yo, like, and I think this is an important piece too. It's like, yo, we all imagine and daydream. Like, even if you don't think you're a visual person, it's like whenever you're thinking about the future, whenever you're thinking about the past, you're doing the exact same thing. And it's like, how can you be less sloppy and like actually turn that into an effective practice into your spiritual technique.
So it's like when the creativity marries the practical.
Ooh, yeah. Hell
Cause
yeah.
like I read this in a manga about creating art. It's like this dude, he just started doing art and he's like at one point he's all about just being creative, whatever, without like kind of like the art techniques and stuff. And then his teacher was. And then, like at some other point, he started becoming really practical and kind of like abandoned his creativity. And then, like eventually, he realized, oh, you can like learn like composition with art. Like you can learn the practical aspects of creating art and combine that with your creativity, right? So you have the best of both worlds.
Yes. Yo, and that's exactly what it like this visualization imagination practice is. It's like you already have all of this untapped creative potential, and it's like how can you turn that into a practical way that's actually gonna like dude, like it's gonna honestly change your life and just like make you feel more confident as a deliberate creator. And I want to start off by so basically like with visualization and imagining, it's like how can you use that as a technique into your like add it to your arsenal, add it to your ammo of your spiritual practice to like truly step into the role of a deliberate creator? It's like how can you pull it out, you know? And basically what visualization and imagination does is you're going to embody a specific consciousness, a specific state. And the more you tap into that, like you're gonna see that instantly manifest into your 3D world. And that's and basically and focusing on what you're desiring the most. And you can get as specific as you want, as vague as you want, but the more specific you are, the better. And just with any intention, it's like the more clarity you have on what you want, the more like you're gonna know what direction you want to go into with your imagination.
I just want to say, like, that the whole specific thing doesn't even have to be this thing that's specifically related to manifestation. That's anything in life. Like, that's like me telling Jasmine to meet me in Florida versus meet me in this address. Or can you go buy this? Can you go buy chips for me versus can you go buy this actual brand of chips that are my favorite, right? Like the name of it, right? So being specific doesn't have to be this crazy mystical thing. It could just be like, bro, you are God and you are ordering whatever you want. You can have anything that you want. So just be more specific. It's just good in all ways. Like it's like saying, oh, I want a car versus like, oh, I want a Japanese car or I want the specific brand, the specific model, right? It's just like, dude, you have anything. So just be more specific.
And that's the fun part. It's like, yo, take your greatest desire, and it's like, how can you shift into the person that actually has it? That actually, you're in your dream car, you're the freaking driver, you're the owner, you're enjoying this car to the fullest.
Okay, talk a little bit more about becoming that person, right? Like, what does that mean? Like, how does that happen? Like, how do you become the person of your manifestations, right?
Ooh, and I think like this is where we could get into like the techniques, because it's like we're gonna get into the steps of embodying. And I think like, anyone who's been listening to this podcast, it's like, your source energy or like God energy, it's like whatever you want to call it, like your pure conscious awareness, and you know that everything's connected. And basically, like what you're always living from the inside out. Whatever you're thinking about, whatever you're vibrating, whatever you're emanating, that's gonna be instantly reflected. And so with imagination, like kind of think of it as like a photocopier. It's like whatever you're gonna think about and tap into the feeling state of, it's gonna come to your reality. Like it honestly, like without fail. And people have seen this, and I was thinking about this morning. So it's like I used to have like major anxiety as a kid. For some reason, like this is like super random. For some reason I always had a fear of like my parents dying. And it's like every time I would think about it or imagine it, like I would start crying. So in literally that imagination, I got into the feeling state, and that produced an actual physical response within myself. So imagine, and we do this constantly. Like whenever you're worried about something, you're putting yourself in that scene and working yourself up for no reason, basically. And you can feel like that fear, that worry. So it's like, imagine if you could do the same exact thing and feel fucking amazing, feel confident, feel like the shit, like feel as if you have everything you want. And that's really the, and I'm glad you mentioned that, like, because that's the most important part with this practice, imagination. Basically, you just want to get into the feeling state of being the person that has this thing or is experiencing this thing. The feeling state is the most important aspect here.
So when you build a consistent practice like this, right, and the more you kind of do this practice and the more you're consistent with it, you're feeling different and you're becoming a different person
Yeah,
because of
exactly.
this consistent systemized practice.
And it's so cool, like with imagining, it's like you're literally expanding your perspective, your consciousness, and your inner being into being that person. It's like, all right, like, because when you imagine, like, let's say you're imagining a specific person or you're imagining a relationship, you're imagining your dream job. If you had that right now in front of you, how would you be acting? What would you be saying? What would you be doing in your day to day? Because it's like, if you're single, like, you're probably just like what, like vegging out on the couch, like binging Netflix, versus like if you were like in a loving, that dream loving relationship, like you'd probably be planning like cute dates, like travel, like engaging. You would feel, you would embody and feel that unconditional love. And you could do that, like you don't need to wait until you actually have your manifestation to feel like that. And the quicker you're able to embody whatever you will actually want to feel and experience, the quicker your manifestation is going to be.
So, right, you don't need anything, first of all, to feel different, right? And then, second of all, you don't need anything to start engaging with that type of lifestyle. And so that's the thing, is like we have a habit of waiting for, if I just keep chilling out, like the universe is gonna bring me this like dream relationship or this dream scenario, which will happen eventually, right? But what you're gonna see with a deliberate manifestation practice is, holy shit, the universe is waiting for us to embody it, right? And so not saying letting go is not the right move. Letting go is the baseline. Like you should be letting go and allowing source. But once you master that, it's like, wow, the world is waiting for you to tap into it. So there's no more sitting around wondering, oh, am I going to be successful in 5 years, or when is this going to come in? Like, no, bro, like your situations are all waiting for you.
Yeah, dude. Because like when you think about it, it's like if time doesn't exist, every single reality is just like in this potential, and you're choosing which lane, what reality you want to shift into. And that's what all it is. It's like just shifting and embodying the person that you want to be and experience.
Okay. All right.
And I think this is going to be different for everyone, but like at least like it came before I chose to be a deliberate creator, and it was a decision. It's like you're building up your spiritual practice. You have like you're present, you're feeling good, you're on a different vibration, like you're noticing changes around you, and you might get to a point where it's like damn, like the more present you are, it's kind of like you're almost like in a wait and see energy. So it's like you're just navigating and like being present and just observing things around you. But it's like, all right, let's take it to the next level of a deliberate creator. It's like, bro, what do you want to see in your reality? And the first thing that you're going to do, and this is like my personal step, is get super clear on what you want. And that's where scripting and thought rampages might come in. So it's like whatever you want to manifest, and let's take having your dream job, for example. So a lot of people, like maybe like on a surface level, you're just thinking it's like, oh dude, like I want to have so much money, like I want to feel important, like I want people to respect me. You might want to be a leader. You might want to be the person that influences, like that has the biggest impact and influence. But it's like, don't limit yourself. So it's like, what does that actually look like for you? And what's your true goal there? Like, do you actually want? So with all of that's a lot of responsibility, right? So if you're just focusing on the surface level, like your manifestation might come in. So it's like you might have a high-paying job, you're super important, but you might be super stressed out. You might not have the time freedom that you want. You might be sacrificing work versus like your family and friends. So get super clear on what you want. All of those traits that you want are amazing, but what do you really want? And so maybe that looks like you want to be able to travel more with all that money. You want to be able to buy people gifts. Like you want to be able to treat yourself. You want to be able to feel relaxed and stress-free. You want to be able to be in a position where you could be creative. So just get super clear what you actually want. And even in a relationship, like if you're trying to manifest a specific person or like that dream relationship, or you want to improve your family relationship, like whatever it is, like what's really your end goal there? Like, do you want to feel more love? Like, do you want that reciprocated back to you? Do you want a lifelong partner? Do you want someone to just have fun with? Like, get super clear on what you want. And most importantly, think about how you want to feel. Because with any practice, manifestation practice, like there's going to be a series of events that's going to lead you into that manifestation. And you could complete, like, whatever happens in the middle part, like, that's honestly none of your business. Like, the bridge of events, like, when you start to get deliberate on what you want, you get clarity of what you want. And by the time it happens, like, there's gonna be, it might be like some wobble, like, you might not understand what's going on, but just know that everything is gonna fill in itself to lead you into that manifestation. And so it's like, just think about how you, and that's the point. It's like, you don't have to think about the how. You don't have to think about like this logical step of like, oh, maybe if I want this job, like, damn, I gotta look and apply for jobs. No, bro, like, screw all of that. Just focus on the end state of how you wanna feel. And those feelings, it could be like, Yeah, feeling freedom, feeling happy, like feeling like you're on top of the world, like whatever you want. And so once you get clarity, so you know what you want, you know the feeling state that you want to embody. And now it's time to construct the scene. And while you're constructing the scene, basically what you want to do is, and this is why I like to imagine what I call the end state. And a lot of like visualization practitioners use that term too. So an end state is, so let's say like for example with a relationship, in the beginning let's say you meet someone, it's like, oh, like now you're imagining like, damn, I kind of want to be with this person. So in the beginning you might imagine getting a call or a text from them. That's not your end state. What in the grand scheme of things, what the hell is a phone call or a message gonna do? No, like maybe your end state is, and it, like picking a scene is like, what if it's like your 10th wedding, 10th marriage anniversary? What if it's like you celebrating like both of your child's like birthday parties? Because at the end scene, it's like, how can you construct a scene that implies everything that you want all at once? And that's the fun part with imagining and visualizing. Like you could do whatever you want basically. And but the goal is to imagine something that's gonna evoke and that like you can really enjoy visualizing, that's gonna invoke like this feeling that you want to embody. And so when you're constructing a scene, and especially like if you're completely new to this, like deliberately imagining, like this might take a while, and like your scenes are gonna be, this is where you get to be like super creative. It's like, what do you want to experience around you? It's like maybe you're imagining you're in your dream house. What is that going to look like? What are you seeing around you? What are you hearing? And this is where you can be as specific as you want. And if you're not completely sure what you want, again, just focus on the feeling. Like you're in your dream house. It's like, it feels so relaxing. Like maybe it's nice and quiet, or maybe it's like this exciting city in the background. And that's why it's so important to get clear on what you want. And so at this point, you know what you want. You know what the feeling state, you have this a scene in mind. And this is my personal practice. So, and I'd love to do this honestly as soon as I wake up and before I go to sleep, just because it's like that's the calmest state I'm in. And again, it's like what we always discussed before, it's like with any spiritual practice, it's like those are the best times, like you're pretty much at the lowest resistance level, like you haven't really started your day, like you're gonna be in a calm state. So let's say like it's nighttime. I'm going, getting ready to go to sleep. Like, I'll just take a few deep breaths. Sometimes I meditate, like, if I feel like I just want to like clear my thoughts. But I've been doing this so long, it's like as soon as I like lay down and I relax, it's like, all right, like I just like close my eyes and smile because I was like, yo, like it's imagination time. Let's go. So when you're bringing, so you're closing your eyes, like, and do whatever you need to do to get into that calm state, whether it's meditating, like a thought rampage, an appreciation rampage, just like you're in that receptive state now. And as soon as you close your eyes and you're getting ready to imagine, one really important thing is you have to imagine from a first point person point of view. Because if you're imagining a movie, and this is a mistake that I did, not that there's any like right or wrong way to do this, and maybe I shouldn't call it a mistake. It was just like it was less effective. Because I was thinking from like, I always use my imagination like as like almost like a movie, like I'm watching a scene and I see my whole body, I see my face like going through all of these motions. But it's way more effective and way more personal, especially to your subconscious mind, if you're going from a first person point of view. So if you're completely new to this, maybe it's like you might want to calibrate. So it's like if you look down at your body right now, you're seeing your hands, you're seeing your arms. You can't see your face. You can't see like any of this. It's like you see your chest, your abdomen, your legs. So maybe it's like you want to just start off your imagination. It's like, all right, I'm imagining like you're entering your imagination body. So it's like you're looking at your hands and it's like you're looking around. And while you're closing your eyes, like do that too. It's like first look at your hands, know that you're in your own body, and then see whatever you're imagining around you and like see yourself walking through that area. And like this is completely constructed from your imagination. Like literally see yourself in this scene. And if your mind wanders, like That's why, and it's very easy. And that's why it's like once you have a really strong spiritual practice, you're going to be able to focus on this and not let your mind wander. And the same with meditation, you know, it's like sometimes like your thoughts just like get the best of you. So if you wander, like that's why the hand technique I personally use is like, all right, I'm focused back now. And this is through your own eyes. This is through your own awareness. And so any scene that you want, it's like, let's pick your dream job, for example. So let's say if you're what you truly desire is freedom, you want to travel, you want to feel fulfilled, like you just want to feel really good about what you're doing and like your purpose, and you feel like you're really living your purpose. So maybe a scene would be, let's say you're in Hawaii, and you're closing your laptop and you're telling your friend next to you, like your bestie, that you get to be on this epic trip with. It's like, damn, like I'm already done with work. That was so easy. It's like, and maybe it's like in your imagination, maybe your friend is saying back to you, it's like, yeah, dude, like you're living the life. Like, and it's so good. Like, have people glaze you and reaffirm it, you know? And like that's what's gonna make it so powerful. It's like, damn, it's like now your bestie is telling you like what an amazing life you have. So it's like you're just gonna sit there like laptop closed, you're in beautiful Hawaii, and like you're feeling hella good on top of the world, and you're getting ready to have fun. So it's like whatever scene, and this is where you can get creative, but like, and it honestly is more effective. Just pick a super quick scene. It's like almost if you're watching a movie or something like that. It's like what one scene implies that you have everything you want and puts you in that feeling state. So maybe like my personal end scene right now, and like this is literally encompassing every single thing I want right now. So my favorite scene to imagine is I'm in a beautiful backyard in my house. My husband's next to me, and we're celebrating our kids' like first birthday party. So, and I have like all of my friends and family, and it's like I can see my family and my friends all mingling together. And then in the corner of my eye, I see my dream car parked in the garage. So with that one, that's a super simple scene, right? But what is that implying? That's implying I'm in a really good marriage, because it's like I'm imagining like my husband's like just beaming and like having fun. I'm imagine like that's implying we have a family. That's implying my friends and family are there enjoying, and like we're all enjoying each other's company. I'm in the beautiful backyard, so that's implying like I'm in like my dream house, and it's beautiful and abundant enough to have this big backyard for this party to even happen. And then I'm seeing my car in the background. And that's automatically, so my feeling state with that is like, damn, I'm feeling like superwoman, bro. It's like, 'cause I know I manifested, like I'm already imagining that, damn. And I'm telling this to myself in my head too. Damn, I created all of this, dude. And it's like, I'm already, even in my imagination, I'm already celebrating the manifestation. And it's like, yo, like, and imagine doing this consistently. And the best part about this, and if you do this consistently, I'm not gonna naturally go into the feeling states. Like, dude, I got this. It's like, what am I worried about? It's like, I know all of this is gonna come in. And so, like, even like with an example with a job too, like the more you embodying that state, it's like, damn, I'm so successful. Like, I created this. I could really do whatever I want. I feel so fulfilled. The more you tap into that, and yo, you're gonna see little changes throughout your day. Like in your actual 3D, it's like you're gonna start feeling more confident. You're gonna start feeling more secure of yourself. You know that you got this in the bag. You know it's gonna come eventually. And the best part is like over time, you could get more and more specific. So it's like embodying that you already have something. It's like, all right, now what do I want? And it's like that's where the expansion happens. And I would say, like, whenever you construct this scene, eventually it's like you're gonna easily be able to tap into that feeling state like super quick. So it's like, yo, sometimes like I've literally, my physical 3D body has literally cried from happiness just based off my imagination. Can you imagine how powerful that is, dude? Like, and And imagine doing that consistently. And so over time, it's like once you embody it enough, where it's like you feel super like you got this in a bag, you that's when you can completely let it go. You don't have to do this every single day for the rest of your life until this manifestation actually comes true. Like as soon as you tap into that vibration consistently for just a little while, you can completely let it go, and maybe you want to move on to something else or let go of imagining and visualization. Because you don't your subconscious and like your inner being already knows what you want. You don't have to like force yourself to do this. Like as soon as it starts feeling like as soon as you start feeling comfortable in that state, you can completely let it go. And that's why it's easy to just again like just pick a whatever you seem you pick. And eventually after a while, when you're looping a scene is also really powerful. Because it's just kind of like training your imagination even more to be as realistic as possible. So one thing in my personal imagination, my end scene, so it's like I'm at like this first birthday party. For some reason, my loop is pressing play on my phone because I'm about to play an instrumental so that I can start singing super well in Spanish. And again, that's another desire I have. I want to be fluent in Spanish. And that was a weird little glitch. Is that happening for you? Maybe this is a sign from source. Interesting. I think we could keep going. Let's see what happens. I think it's good for now. So basically, like the more you practice being in your visualization, you want to be as realistic as possible with a certain motion. And just to again, just to make it as realistic as possible. So whether maybe thinking about your dream job, you're in Hawaii, like maybe your loop is closing the laptop, or maybe your loop is like getting up to stretch. And it's something like you just that's easily like you could put on repeat. And I could talk about more like the advanced techniques, but whatever you want to loop, like do it action-based because that's gonna feel more real. Like to your subconscious. So again, it's like maybe it's like picking up your phone, putting it down, picking up your phone, closing the laptop, opening the laptop. Like you want to have some action base in there because you don't want to just and that's what's gonna make the imagination more real. And I do want to talk about because like we got into this a little bit before the podcast too. Like the timing of all of this of your actual manifestation, that's all gonna depend on how clear your resistance is to this topic. And that's the best part about like as you're and again this is a great this shouldn't be your end all be all for your manifestation practice. Like if anything this should be integrated into your spiritual practice as a whole because what if you have resistance on making that much money? What if you have resistance on feeling worthy or confident or attractive enough to be in your dream relationship. So it's like as you're using this technique, like that's when you, as soon as you feel resistance, like do a focus wheel, like do maybe you want to do more thought writing pages about that topic to feel better about it. And that's what's going to make your imagination even stronger and make it even more realistic to you.
So both those things can go hand in hand. Like you can do this visualization, this manifestation stuff, and also clear resistance all its I don't want to say at the same exact time, like not like simultaneously in this moment, but yeah, like you can do both of those things in your day. You can clear resistance and do your manifestation practice every day. Like it doesn't have to be, oh, you only clear resistance or you only manifest. Like you everything we've talked about on this podcast, you can do all of that. Like my spiritual practice is at the point where I'm like at the leading edge or doing the best I can on appreciation, on focus wheels, on clearing resistance, on manifestation, on visualization, right? You could do all of those things every day.
Dude, and it's so like that's the best part about it. It's like again, it's like just adding this to your arsenal. Dude, in the past 4 months of me doing this consistently, like pretty much every single day, just because I love it so much, dude, I've had super specific scenes play out to like almost an insane accuracy that, and one scene involved another person, and in my 3D, like in this reality, I actually had to ask the other person to follow their own guidance because I was a little bit freaked out. Like they were saying and doing everything that I imagined, and I almost got a little freaked out, and I was like, dude, like, do you have free will? But that's how crazy it is, and that's a whole different topic. And I dead ass had to ask this person, like, yo, like, can you listen to your own guidance too? Because it's like I have, but that was again a rookie mistake. Because it's like, yo, like, we are deliberate creators, and whatever we think and feel and embody goes. Like, there's no way around it. And it's like, don't worry about everyone and everything around you is gonna conspire and co-create with you to make this happen.
So to bring it all together, how can someone who's listening to this add this to their manifestation practice?
I would say, like, and I think, like, the more you're practicing presence and awareness and feeling good, it's like naturally you're gonna want, and that's part of the leading edge, your expansion. It's like, what do you want to see around you? So I would definitely add this either like maybe in the morning, just to set the tone of your day. And like now you get to, if you do this in the morning, maybe it's after like your manifestation or thought rampage or your scripting session. Oh, dude, and scripting and imagination, like, dude, they work hand in hand perfectly. So it's like with the scripting practice, now you get to like embody it and imagine it into your mind and make it even more real and expand on it. Yeah, I would say like when, and you could do this even like during in the middle of the day too. It's like maybe it's like, you know, it's like in the afternoon sometimes, like I go to take a nap. And I have, in my experience, doing this right before you go to sleep is the most powerful, because that's like when you're in a super deep relaxed state, like even in your brain waves, and that's where you're gonna tap into your subconscious even more and make it more real for your subconscious.
I wanted to share my thoughts and takeaways from this episode. Okay, so my biggest takeaway from this whole episode, because I already know a lot of, me and Jasmine talk all the time, right? Like, so I already know like most of the stuff she's talking about, right? So, I already have a really strong manifestation practice in my opinion, and but one thing that really was evident to me through this episode was the fact that this practice will help you become a different person. You become a different person through this practice. So this practice helps you become that new person for that manifestation. And I think that's really the most important part. So when you might ask yourself the question, how often should I do this? How many minutes or whatever you should do this? And my opinion is do this as much as possible. Do this as much as you can. I know, Jasmine, you mentioned like you can like do this and you can start to feel yourself becoming different and then you just and then you can stop. I have my opinion is don't fucking stop. Like keep fucking doing it all the way. But you know, everything works differently for anybody because you can stop and it will manifest. But for me, I see manifestation completely like being a farmer. Like I see manifestation completely like you have this wonderful garden and it's empty right now. And now beginning you're planting seeds and stuff. And then now you're just nurturing it more and more and more. And you nurture it until it harvests, right? But only difference between real farming, I think, and manifestation is there's no limit to the amount of nutrients and water and sunlight you can feed this plant as far as like I think I'm not much of a farmer but like or gardener but I'm pretty sure you can overwater a plant, right? But you can't really overwater a manifestation if you do it right where like you can like your ability to continue feeding your manifestations will determine the velocity, the momentum of this manifestation. So, Yes, you want to be very mindful of just kind of how you're feeling. Like, you don't want to force it, right? With that being, yeah, I think that's what Jasmine's getting at. But with that being said, you can get to the point, a level as a deliberate creator, where you're just really going ham on these visualizations and feeding them a lot and having a very advanced practice. Because as you continue to clear resistance and all this stuff in your life, like, you reach a point where you have so much free time that you want to fill it with more and more and more deliberate creation, right? Because you realize this is your favorite thing. So you can start lightly, right? Like, you can start with like a easier practice, but eventually you're gonna get reach the point where you might be doing hours of manifestation a day because you fucking love it, right? So there's no cap to how much we're doing these practices, and that includes clear resistance practice, that includes appreciation practice, manifestation practice. Like, this year I took the cap off of all of that and just really taking everything next level. So if you have the question of how much should I do this, the answer is more and more and more over time, but not because you need it, but because you're just loving it so much and you're creating reality on a level that truly matters. You're doing less action and unnecessary stuff and more transferring that energy into thought-based manifestation, thought-based appreciation to raise your vibration, clearing negative thoughts. So start with a practice that's like easier for you. Like, so maybe do this 10 minutes a day, or 5 minutes a day, but then have the intention of working your way up. Because if you did 5 minutes a day, imagine how much more you'll achieve, like 10, 15 minutes a day, right? Like, that's three times more. You're going to see the direct correlation in the momentum of your manifestation and your reality. So at the end of the day, for me, like, this is life-changing for me as far as realizing, wow, I can build my whole manifestation practice around becoming this new person, embodying this new feeling and this new frequency, but becoming a different person through elevating my manifestation practice. Like, you have to become a different person. Like, there's no way around it.
And I think
And
that's
then you reach that state where it's just like you are one with that frequency and you're so confident in it, right? You are that person and you will know it. Like, you don't wait for your manifestations to come. Like, you become that person and then you know that it's here and it's coming. Like, you know that you have shifted, like, for real, right? And then the manifestations always follow.
I think that's the only reason why sometimes like it's easy. I mean, at this point in my practice, like doing this like for like 4 months now, it's easy for me to let go because it's like it's so easy for me to already tap into that vibration of the new person. It's like I've already embodied it. So it's like I'm not even worried about it.
So when you fully embody that, like, the manifestation would just be in your face and it's done. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you reach the point, like, when you reach that point, it's already there. Like, you're already there. Now it's trying to move on to the next garden. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Like, you will reach a point, like, for example, like, I was 3 months away from manifesting being on a cruise, and then like 2 months in of manifesting stuff, I knew I was gonna be on a cruise. And then the last month, for whatever reason, I didn't like visualize. Because I already knew, like, there was so much momentum and things were going so well, I already knew I was gonna be on that cruise, right? So the last month I didn't even really like continue that practice. But I could have, right? And maybe for some topics I should have, but at some point when for me, like, the ticket's already booked, like, all this already happened, like, there's so much momentum, like, I know I'm gonna be there. And for that particular time, I felt like, okay, let me just focus on other stuff. But so there's ways to do this, but I personally generally prefer to just do it all the way. But yeah, you know when, like, things are already in place as well sometimes. Yeah.
And it's just so enjoyable. It's like the I swear to God, that's my one of my favorite parts of my day. Like when I know I could get into bed or just like have that free time just to sit there and imagine. 'Cause it's so fun. And over time, oh, and dude, don't limit yourself in your imaginations. Fuck the logic. And especially like if other people are involved, like don't think about, never think about the how. Like, how is this all gonna be possible? Fuck that. This is, you are pure source, infinite intelligence, and everything is connected. Like, dude, think the biggest and the best that you really want to experience and you truly desire. Like, fuck the logic. Don't even like think about how or limit yourself in any way like that.
Facts. Okay, Jasmine, any last thoughts?
No, I think we, yeah, I covered everything I wanted to mention. Yo, I didn't realize
Okay.
how passionate about this topic I really was until I get to talk about it.
Do you want to talk about the YouTube channel that you're gonna start up? Or
Oh,
that you're starting?
sure. Yeah. So it's like and Andy's inspired me so much with this too, but yeah, I finally reached the point that I realized, dude, I have so much to share. And again, it's because we're committed to going from theory to application. Like, we're trying out these practices, bro. Like, we are fully like experimenting with all of this and seeing clear and consistent results. I would love, and I am gonna share all of my experience of like even my own journey, like what I've been doing, what I've been able to manifest and embody so far. So I'm super hyped to kind of share from my point of view.
I'm gonna link the YouTube channel below.
Awesome.
All right. We'll have a lot more episodes coming out, just a lot of stuff that we want to talk about. So tune in for those and see you next time.